Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Psychics Gone Wild is what we are, and it's Friday night. I want to welcome all of you listeners and fans and friends. Remember, to get in with us and speak with us, those of you that are tuned into iTunes or first time on the computer, dial 773-897-6461. It's a lot of fun. It's Friday. We have a lot of you guys writing in right now already, and you can always get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com for your questions and answers. I want to tease a few of you that have gotten in tonight because you were asking me why Friday's always so different and what happens. Well, you're going to find out what happens. What happens is we bring you the best of the best. We just get as wild as we can. We go all week intense, and then at the end of the week, we just get a little bit more magical and wilder. And to do that, we need to bring in our wonderful, phenomenal hostess, another cohort part of my Fridays for me. That's the wonderful actress, producer. She is a psychic medium, community activist. She's been commuting with the spirit world since she was a toddler. Starting at the age of 8, she did her first seance. We know her and love her on TV, radio, just love her for who she is. It's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much, Jethro. How are you?
Great. I'm having a little bit of fun here. I was going through nostalgia about the organization that first brought me and you together today when I first saw that on Facebook, and I'm like trot-along down memory lane. It was Saturn in the charts right now. It's just, I feel like it's just a good time to reflect on where I've been and what I want to do the next, you know, part of the rest of the year. I feel like this gear's just got away with me. Patty, how do you feel? I mean, you've got some busy TV shows, everything. How's this year been for you, and what are you wanting to do?
This year has been great. Lots of growth, lots of changes, lots of accomplishments, lots of challenges, you know, which are good, too, because you learn different from the challenges and everything else. So it's good. I mean, I actually, between our last week and this week, I had, like, a couple crazy challenging days, but those are, like, you know, between the car accidents and letters from the IRS. It's like, huh. Okay. All right. But if that makes the good days that much better when you go, okay, look at this. What does this mean? Okay, nothing. So life is good. It just makes me that much more go, wow, we are so lucky to just have life itself, let alone everything that we can create it to be. So I'm great, and you feel great too, Jethro.
Thank you. I got to tease you today. We had a big joke. All of the friends were going, what's happening? And it's a new amazing thing for being able, those of you know that I'm reading in two towns, and I've decided this is what it's about, is, you know, all the years I've worked hard, attained to get myself to this situation of being very comfortable, very much busy, of all the years of reading, and I got to laughing today. It was like a big dawning on me. That's probably why you feel the energy. I had a lady tease me, and she goes, we're here to see this, and she's all excited, and then she goes, do you know of him? I said, well, yeah, I actually am psychic, Jethro. And she was so excited, she didn't get it. She just kept talking. She goes, I love your dog, and she's talking to Marty, and she's playing with me outside, and she's just going, she goes, so when is he going to be back? And I just kind of laughed, and I went in. And then I got the giggles, because then she opened the, you know, she's like, oh, yeah. And then she was a little embarrassed, and I laughed. I said, it's okay. So I'm just feeling that. I want all of you guys to feel that positive feeling. And those of you tuning in tonight, we always do prizes and contests. That's our Psychics Gone Wild. So if you call in, and you hear of a show and you say, I called in Thursday night and there was no prizes, Jethro. There was no wildness. Contact me. I need to know that. And let me know if you want it or not. We've had so many people writing in. Tonight's one of our nights they look forward to. We're playing Psychic Bingo. For all of you that are keeping track of the games, you can go into the real Psychic's Gone Wild room. There's over 2,000 people there. Plus, you could join or just go on. It's an open room. You don't have to join. Just go on Facebook and type in the real Psychic's Gone Wild room. You will see a playing card. It comes up with the emotions. Listen to me and Patty. As you heard earlier, we were talking about the word happy. That's one of the ones. Mark it down. Four corners count. So if you win a bingo, email me there. It's Jethro, Psychic Jethro 10 is my name on Facebook, and I will put you in. If you get a bingo, you will win a beautiful necklace. We're giving away a tonight necklace. Those of you who played the game with us last week of the owl, we had one left, and so we're giving away one of those necklaces. We had some fun there. And then the last one is we're going to keep on playing with that bingo to play Blackout. If you hear me and Patty say those emotional words, you can read them there. I'm not going to say them out to you because I'd cover your card, and I know you guys are not cheaters, so we want you to have fun with it. And have fun with the Psychic's Gone Wild. I noticed that yesterday people were writing in the room and we had a lot of fun with it. You guys realize that with my schedule, I do sneak in, and I had someone caught me that I was incognito and was writing in. And I have to apologize. It was no great, clever idea on Jethro. It was just that the computer was having one of those moments. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear. We're having our music, and let me catch us. For some reason, it's starting us again. They kicked us out of the room. I'll get us back in.
Okay.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
All right. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
We're back.
That was fun.
Yeah. Around the room. Welcome.
Are we on?
Okay. Yes, we are. Ooh.
Hmm.
No, the wrong show. Hang on, everyone. We're having some obviously wild moments here. We've got this handled, and we know it's Wednesday. No, it's not. It's Friday. It's like it's going to... They took me and Patty on a journey. We're back to see you again, all live and all refreshed from one of those technical runs. Patty, I got to tell you, we got energy tonight.
Yeah.
So we've got everybody here. We got a lot of you on the phone, and I got a lot of you calling in and asking, Jethro and Patty, this is what we were on, the conversation. Well, now you had a real live actment of it. It's called When Me and Patty Raise Our Energies to Do This. Those of you who have not had a real reading with us, the only way I could tell you to do is it's going to blow your mind. You need to go in. Patty, a friend of mine was asking me yesterday about this, and I have to know this from you, because I said, Patty's our medium. If individuals are going back and forth through the veil, wouldn't it change your energy and effect, because people who pass or have been over on the other side become more heightened? What happens as you keep going back and forth through the years? Have you noticed a difference in your energy?
If anything, it's certainly a positive, because again, going through the veil, you're seeing through the other side, just like what people do via meditation or whatever their own spiritual practices are to grow. It's to be able to see through, to get the, it's like an expansion. So what I've noticed so many years of going back and forth on that superhighway, is again, it's just, I bring back more awareness. I bring back more ability. I bring back more understanding, which is about everything is understanding, you know, and the more I know, the more I realize I don't know, because that's understanding going, oh yeah, we don't know anything, but it's all about that journey as we go. So it's been a good thing, and coming across spirits, you know, some get more evolved, some not so much so, but it's just an expansion.
I love that. And, you know, those of you tuning in, that makes a lot of sense, because, you know, Patty has done this for quite a while. And that's one thing I always encourage with all of you new individuals. I've got so many writing, you know, how-tos, and I want you to go back into the archives and look. One of the questions that tonight is asking, Patty, is a medium have a different type of energy? I know that the aura shape and energy usually is purple or lavender, but I have been noticing that it seems like mediums have a whole new unique energy. Am I correct in assuming that mediums' auras a different color because they've been on the other side?
Oh, that is good. Maybe. There's a good answer for you. I see when people have ability in others. I don't know to compare me to other people like, oh, she's a medium. But I can see, even when I have clients come in who don't say, oh, they're a psychic, oh, they're a medium, they're whatever, I see that they have the sight in different forms. And it does look a little bit different, yes. So I don't know if, like, mediums all have a certain shape of this or that. Because I do still see it slightly different in people, but when you have the gift, you start seeing what it is. Okay, you have the sight here. I bet you it's, you know. But I don't know if there's a specific color to it. That'd be a good thing to look at.
I love that. And I give you guys the challenge. It's an excellent way, and I do promote the mediumship now from being friends with Patty. Not only the experience of seeing Patty live in action in California sit down and do a mediumship work with all of us. Before that, I was very leery of it, a little awkward. I thought, not to hurt feelings, I thought I'll go. But at that point, I was going to, you know, excuse myself. I love Patty, and I trust her very dearly. For me, it had been an awkward experience. So those of you know us as a child, what was really excellent is when it was naturally starting and going, the guides told me it was all right. I stayed. I got to witness Patty actually even help a child back to the other side who was lost and had been – actually something bad had happened. The child had gotten lost in between here and the other side. So those of you that are tuning in, I agree very much. It's a study we'll have to look at. I like the idea because I do agree that I've seen that with you, Patty, and that's part of why the energy – those of you who are tuning in and the starting with our show when they took us out and showed us what they had – is that the energy will take and do its effect. I know that the screen board, for those of you that have done Blog Talk Radio or if you guys understand the studio, will turn different colors when different people are on. One of these is Patty. Patty has a beautiful purple colors that does energy on here, and I just know that they're going to do that. Earlier, you got to hear another show that came in that me and Patty did. It was a Wednesday night show, and I looked and was amazed that it had been on almost 3 months ago. I don't know why that came up. One thing that was very excellent that Linda Irwin also brings in the blue energy. A lot of times you'll see light blue and different energies do that. So technically it does it. Patty, we have a friend here asking from one of your United Kingdom fans and are teasing. They're saying, Patty, we've always really enjoyed listening to the shows. We know that you and Janine Reagan Sinclair are working together. We love the energy. Are you a Crystal Key fan? Are you tuned? Because you seem like a healer of some sorts too.
Yes, I am a healer. It's a regular part of my practice. I just don't advertise it as such. I don't know why. But yes, I am a healer. I love Janine's crystal key work. And I'm learning, being a partner with her and working with her, I'm learning a lot about it. But I'm not like certified in crystal key. And there's a ton of similarities to how I work and how she works. But it really is almost like it's a different roadmap. It's a slightly different, both right. Both extraordinarily similar, but lots of different words, lots of different techniques to get to the same place. But I am a big fan of Crystal Key, yes, and Janine.
And I agree, and I love you guys with it. And those of you know, I've gotten Crystal Key 1 and 2, and I very much believe someday I want to do the other part. She was one of our, and still is one of our fans and people, and she's one of the ones that we ask her to, all ones are joking about the ice bucket challenge. We're asking Janine to come back and play with us on Psychics Gone Wild. We'd love to see her. We know that we would do a special time for her because she's in United Kingdom, and she, you know, such a trooper. The first time she did the show, she was up at 3 a.m. in the morning for us over there, and I said, no, that's not fair. So those of you who want to see that, we've had a lot of people ask. I would love to do what we talked about for those of you tuning in for our Psychics Gone Wild Christmas party is have surprise guests. You guys love to play psychic. Tell us who's in the hidden room. We did that 2 years ago. Had a lot of fun with it. And I just wrote Pamela Cummings was on Facebook, another one of our people from the past, you know, our love psychic. So you guys tuning in, we're having a lot of fun. I've got a lot of people writing me. They're going, Jethro, when are you going to pick up those phones? When we feel like it. We love it. What we do, and this is why this is Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you, what the fun is, we pick a few readers and we give you guys that chance to have that opportunity. But why we're wild is why you get to know us. When you're picking a reader, you really want to know your reader. How many times have all of us heard, I went in, the person seemed, I bought the reading, I had the time. The individual and me did not. Sometimes it isn't that the person is bad or good. Sometimes you don't resonate. So this way, you guys are getting a chance to meet me, Patty, we're having fun with you. And it's a wild way to just have fun. I've had a lot of positive, and I thank you guys that were really promoting that we should stay going on, and we are. We are strengthening up our forces, is what I call it. It means we're really getting more with this, and the old promotion is that we're a non-denominational group, a fun group that gives away prizes, that has fun, and gives readings. So it's really kind of simple, so that's what we're doing. I had a friend write and say, Patty, I have to know, is Halloween one of those occasions with you that the neighbors and everybody leave the neighborhood? I just have to ask. I love you, and I listen in Tennessee. Jethro had told us about you, and Kay speaks so highly of you. We know that you're a very good person. I'm a little new to this, being a born-again Christian, but I loved Kay and Jethro, and they've proved to me that psychics are real. What happens at Patty Negri's house when Halloween's here?
Actually, Halloween itself, we have a huge neighborhood party. It is so Americana for being in the middle of the Hollywood Hills. It's wild. Hundreds of kids come and do trick-or-treating. We all dress up in theme, a bunch of the neighbors and stuff, and just have a regular old, like everybody in the world, Halloween. But yes, that is one of my Sabbaths, one of my holy days, so to speak. It's called Samhain. And it's the day that actually it is the reason people dress up for Halloween, and the reason that uninformed Christians think it's a negative day or a the devil day or anything like that. It's not true at all. That just got started incorrectly years back. It is a day that we actually do help lost spirits cross over, and it's a day that the veil is thin. May Day, Beltane, and Halloween 6 months later, or Samhain as we call it, is the day when the veil is the thinnest, when you can see spirits and see the other side. So in olden times, that's why they had everybody dress up. You dress up like ghosts with sheets and goblins and witches and things and bad to like keep the positive and scare away anything bad that could or would come in. But it's a beautiful, positive holiday where we raise energy, we open the veil, and we help lost souls cross over.
Oh, my God. I love this. And mm-hmm. those who tune in and say, listen to what we've got here. They're going, this individually has been one of the best ideas I've had listening, Patty, because I had a friend of mine talking to me about this with this, and we celebrate. Our friends really seem to be upset about this, and this has been a topic for years. They don't understand that holiday, and I'm just so glad to be a part of you guys. Thank you for inviting me, Jethro, to your page, and I will be getting a reading with Patty shortly. Very good, Dan.
Yay!
Hey, that's what we want. This is what I get. And you guys are getting me a little emotional. It's a very emotional day for me. That's why I'm psychic. A little sensitive. The excellent part, and that's what we've had, is you guys have gotten to experience and meet with people and ask questions. I have a couple of you that I want to really just thank you for the extra sharing our pages, the extra work. I have a little bit of announcements. I want to say we single-handedly, without the last numbers, we still have our psychics gone wild to the dogs. We saved 36 animals, 36 dogs here. We still have 17 cats and 4 birds. And we also have a friend of ours who said that she knows that we helped with the occult. So they said in a horse and a small cherry tree. They're teasing about the colt here that they had to find a home. There was a lot of problems. And a friend of ours, has been able to donate that time and work. So those of you that are tuning into Psyche's Gone Wild, when we're helping, remember that, you know, to do that. We will continue on. The contest is not done. Natalie, you sent a beautiful picture in. We're putting that in today. Your two dogs are very beautiful. I ask you, Lugo's owner, you need to give me a name to go. I've got Lugo and his owner, but I don't have any email or way to contact you back. I don't know how you got that through without it, but I have no contact. So I need you to send me that, because with the Lugo to put him on, we have to have a way to contact you if he wins. We will share the picture in fun. We have a lot of people, but to be a winner. Right now we have, and it's very emotional, I want to thank all of you. We have a lot of you guys that donated. Cindy Carpenter, you won an hour reading by Psychic Jethro. You were the quickest person within 13 minutes of us putting it on Facebook. You went in and you saved the little puppy, the pit bull. You had not only put the money up to save them, because those of you who don't know, New York City, if you don't put the money up first, the animal will be destroyed. They still have that in some states. Well, the little puppy was at the point where he had to have $50 to do this, and then obviously he was there. She put the money on this through a credit card, wrote me back, sent me the certificate, and surprised me. I think you're a little psychic, Cindy, because I didn't have all of everything typed out for that contest as you came in, but you will win an hour reading with me. We've done a lot this month to help everybody. Talking about the animals, and I love that with the psychics animals, I know that this is a unique opportunity with Patty. I want you to talk about our lovely lady, Dora. How do you, I mean, you have a famous dog. You have a dog that's been on some TV. She has her own website. She has her own work. How do you deal with this, Patty, I know that you're very psychic, but you also have cats. Do you let all of your animals get fame, or can you help me?
We have tried. Dora is a ham. I knew it from before she was a year old. She had auditioned for her first film, and she's just one of those that sees a camera. She sees a camera, and she comes alive. She sees the crew with the grips and the lighting guys and the electricians and the directors and the ADs, and whereas some dogs don't like it at all, freak out, she's just like, ah, she's in her element. We have tried with the cats. Not so much. There is one little movie that both my cats are in. It's not a movie. It's a short piece. It's a comedy piece. It's a spoof of donating for a film. It was part of the Kickstarter. And my cat, Larry Katz, I should find the link and post it, plays a little psychiatrist. You know, he's just sitting there, really, and there's words put to him. And then they have this funny little cat fight, which is cats playing. So they've done one little successful film, my cats. Other than that, I even tried my cat from hell for Larry, because he used to be kind of a wild boy when he was young, but he was too much from hell, and he frightened away the production crew. So, no, fame is not for everybody.
Now that comes out, we find out. Loving it, all of you guys tuning in. We've got people writing in. We've got to have another one. We want to hear with Linda Irwin. Tell us, we love her. The music prizes are there. They are there. And if you want to get into those prizes, go to psychesgunwall.com and tell me the greatest one you love. Talk about the fact of why you're a Jan fan. Why Patty's magical and delicious. We had a lot of you teasing. We want to nominate Patty as the coolest person. And me and Jan Bogdrake have nominated her. We've crowned her, and she is our coolest one. She gave us a spell and a remedy, and it worked. And that's the hardest thing. Sometimes I do know magic, and as Patty's realm is a very tricky area. She does know her stuff. She's came through every time for us. She gave us a remedy we did and a full moon, and has helped me and Jan. You guys stay tuned on Facebook to hear what else is happening. I know a lot of you were teasing me, what happened to mine? Try it again. That's the one thing that you gave us. I mean, Patty, you were talking about a dollar. It wasn't like you asked them to, you know, cash in their home security system. So all of you tune in. We're grabbing those. We've got our new phones are lined up, and we love it. And I thank all of you guys for the new time. We're just chit-chatting. We want to get to know you a little more. Remember those questions. I do caution with you guys. If you get kicked out or the phone goes on it, it's just a technical support. Call back in. We welcome you to listen. But limit it, please, to, you know, with the time we've got, we have to give so much. So if something happens, don't get offended. It's just us trying to get through the crowds. We love you. And I talked to you earlier, sir. I picked up the phone. I thought you were Patty, and you kind of spooked me. How are you doing on Skype?
Hello? Talking to me?
Uh-huh, yes. You're not Patty, but you have a voice that just spooked. Did you notice I was like, this is Jethro?
Jethro, I spoke to you back in February. I am from Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my man, it's been a long time. Yes, in February.
I had asked about my love life when I was going to finally meet Bill Waiting, so I wanted to know if I can get an update.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get this going. I got to get a first name, and then me and Patty will work together on the love. I want to make sure. And thank you for calling. That makes me so value. You had me a little nervous. I'm like, did I read you? I read for a lot of people, and I'm like, when was I in Pennsylvania?
I'm actually a friend of Jan Drake Bakes. I know her very well, so I called in. I saw it on her Facebook, so I called in.
Oh, I love her. She's our sweetie. Yay. Okay. I'm feeling with you an energy and love, and I teased you earlier because I picked up the wrong phone with that, and it was like, hello, and I'm like, I'm Jethro, we'll be back. We were having technical. Have you been hearing the other shows and all the crazy sounds going on behind me and Patty? I just for a minute so I can pick up your energy. Talk to me just a little bit about what you're feeling so I can – I want you to talk about something different, because when we talk about love, you get nervous. You're like the guy with the big trash can wanting to play the night. You're like, love, You're like, And every time I go to read it, there's an energy there, and it's okay because it is a vital, important energy you need. I feel that you really are going to have that love when you said you're still waiting. So I assume that I told you something that it wasn't wrong, or I felt someone was coming and it didn't happen, or I'm not sure what I'm picking up here.
You had told me it was going to come in around mid-June, and I just called it. It still hasn't happened. I'm on the back burner, as you said. My name is John, by the way.
Thank you, John. Oh my goodness, and I am human. I pride myself in my accuracies, and that's what I want to see here. I want to work with, because I keep looking at that chakra, and I'm not being rude with my lady host. She knows I love, and I jump right in this, but.
Mm-hmm.
With what I'm feeling, because I keep seeing his energy and I keep feeling that, and then I see when I go to look at read the chakras and I'm feeling the energy, I feel the heart and the love, and I feel it is coming. I feel there is somebody. You said you've been waiting. Here you are, July, August. Jethro's off 2 months. It's not good. Timing's a hard factor, but what I'm feeling for you, John, I'm still feeling yes there with it, but I feel like there's somehow it's not we're not getting you out in that system. Have you changed any of your patterns? Because I feel like we need to do that. There's something feng shui happening here that it's like you're going where there's nobody that's potential to date you, you know?
I live in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. It's kind of hard. That's what, you know.
Yes. That's what I'm feeling. I'm gonna be really. I feel it'd be positive to find someone in situation that even outward like that of that social on there. Someday when I have my great life and I'm able to do all I want, I'm gonna do a matchmaking service that's just gonna sit down and have everyone talk, do it through a positive room, and it'll be mediated with a bunch of people like me and Patty, psychics. And it's like, hey, you're a blue, you're cool. Okay, you like to drink beer, you don't. And then everything gets together, and then everyone finds that love because I know it's there. I know that your guides want you to have it, and I'm going to turn it over to Patty for a few minutes, and I'll be shut up and read and see what I can.
Yeah, no, I get the same thing. It's right there. You need to have a little bit more fun with working at it, getting out there. I'm getting and I'm still getting that little blockage. Maybe you've met her, maybe you haven't met her yet, but you're getting in your own way a little bit with whether it's fear or nervousness, something that your thinking brain's getting in the way of it. So look at that. That's where you might need to do a little soul searching and going, how might you be blocking this and not even knowing that? Does that make sense, John?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So look at that and decide to let go of that. Like, okay, is it this? Is it my worthiness issue or my this issue or that? She's there. Love is there. And you have a beautiful left brain on you. You're a smart guy. I'm getting that really. But you need to trust your intuition a little bit. Trust a sense of fun. Lighten things up just a little tiny bit. And open a little wider your eyes, and you're going to see her.
I feel it. And I'm going to be blunt with you, John. I feel like there's something going on with your preference or other energy. Something's happening here with your life that's causing this to be a little different. I feel that it's good for you, and I'm just really, I'm going to be really intimate with talking to you because I do a lot more work with people, especially with now I'm writing for a love magazine and some energies, and I'm very good with it. I do feel like that there's somewhere you've probably felt, but it's, we've got to get that pattern broke. It's like, I feel like there's something there of, okay, in your feng shui, in the far right corner of your house, clean that space. Make sure that you've got red, pink, those kind of things in, something new. Bring it towards you with love. Never put anything under your bed, unless it's your lover's shoes. It's a joke, I always say. But if you're going to put anything under that bed, make sure that, you know, there's nothing, because there's something in the house, too, that's causing this energy. You're out in an isolated area, and then there's a part of this where you can do that. I mean, I can tell you, a good example, I lived in Bosler, Wyoming. I can tell over the radio. It's a place, there was like 40 people that, you know, lived around and never talked, were not very social. Long story short, I was in a relationship mode and needed to have and wanted to have someone close to be with. I would do prayers and energy. Someone stopped, went down 2 miles off of the road to come to find to my place to have me help them, which was the biggest joke. If you've ever seen me do mechanics, you won't ever again. It's not pretty. But it's like, long story short, that's what I feel. We need to get that kind of energy there. John, I would be willing to do a free reading for you because you're a friend of our Jan, and I'm a Jan fan, and I would love you to send me an email picture of you. I will have actually 2 days off, thank goodness, and what I will do is if you will send them to me on Sunday or Monday, I will type it out with it at psychicjethroaol.com. And I'll privately give you a free email reading on your aura, and let's help you get that love rolling.
I will email you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You rock. And thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Yay.
We're helping. We've got a lot of individuals. Now you've heard it here, and I do have a little percentage. I also was off, and I want to tease Carrie Dale. She wrote me to let me know, Jethro, you said that I would have a beautiful little girl. You were dead wrong. I have two beautiful little girls. They both are really wild, and I want to tell you, when we come to Florida, you better be ready to have a good time. I am going to have a really good time, and I can't wait to try your chocolate coffee cake. My sister said it's great, but you're going to have two little twins to explain to them why you only saw one. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Well, we're having a day for Jethro. I think I just better chill it out. We've got friends writing in. They're asking, Patty, what happened to the parts of the show? Was so fun. It was just really good. Can Patty tell us sometimes the TV, was this ad-libbed or did they give her lines? She was just so naturally funny that I feel that Patty put her own self in the show. Was I wrong or is it I just because I love Patty?
Oh, are you talking about the Nicole Richie show?
Yes, I'm sorry. She didn't say yes. Yeah, that's what she's writing.
There's a lot of shows out there. That was completely ad-libbed. Yeah, there's no scripting. They call that show a hybrid. There's reality shows, which have varying degrees of reality, of course, but they're not scripted at all. They might have what they call beat sheets, an idea, go here, talk about this, go here, whatever, but it's still your words, your life. This one they call a hybrid, which means they add a little bit of like sensibility of like sitcom. So they'll set up things like if you saw the whole show where she's saying yes to everything, you know, she really, the fact that she filled up her whole car with oranges, that's kind of like the sitcom aspect of it. But everything, that was just me being me, and I am funny.
Very good.
Especially with worthy adversaries like Nicole. She is adorable. I really did fall in love with her. She's smart. She's funny. She's witty. She was respectful. She was great. So that there was no scripting. That was just everything that happened.
Love that. I listened to the show Wednesday night, and I've waited until tonight to ask this question. I think Patty can help me with her work and her abilities with being able to be a medium. Everyone has told me that my uncle is back in my life. I agree, and it is very not uncommon for my uncle to do pranks and tricks and everything happening. I've been having all these things happen. I apologize, you guys. I can't read and write today. I'm trying to type here and talk to other friends. So we're looking at the energy of what's happened. I put this back in my mind, and I went back and put it down to the date. Almost 6 months ago is when all of this started to be the feeling. My uncle's been on the other side for almost three and a half years. So almost 3.5 years ago since his passing, I've had this. The issue I bring to Psyche's Gone Wild and why I did not call in Wednesday, Jethro, is I was worried about you guys teasing with the animals. I feel that my uncle has came back and is my new found pet. I know this sounds a little different, but when I look into the eyes of my loving terrier, I'm able to see my uncle. My terrier is a very young animal, and I just, for some reason, I'm wondering, is it possible that my uncle's coming through this animal and making fun things happen in my house?
Is that to me?
Yes.
In my experience, it's not that your uncle has completely reincarnated and is now in your dog, but essences of him, yes. That's the same thing how people have familiars and stuff. It's part of the spirit or part of the essence of him and how I have can certainly have come into your cat. And whether he's sometimes controlling the cat has its own being, of course, as well. But that could be literally a vehicle for him to come through, yes, versus not really, in my experience, his maybe reincarnated as a cat, but that's an easy way for him to come through, or essences of him. Does that make sense?
I love it. Yes, it does, Patty, and I feel that helps, because I was totally at loss, and the person teased me because they'd asked me before the show, and I cheated. So though you guys know, I do send him to the major league. Patty knows that side. That was a good question. I thank you, Patty, for clearing that up. Mark, we have a lot of individuals writing in. Make sure you go to psychesgunwall.com to get in for a prize. You're writing me on Skype that you would like to see a picture of Patty. Go on Facebook. There's like probably umpteen thousands. Patty's really well-known on there. Become one of Patty's friends on Facebook. Mark is a good friend of ours. He is writing me from over here in Coral Reef. So very cool. We're picking up the phones, and I lost you, 636. I don't know why. Hang on. I'm trying to go with it. We're going to go to a phone here. We got another Skype caller. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great. I welcome you to calling Psyche's Gone Wild. I apologize. 636, stay there. I'll get you back. For some reason, the phone gnome grabbed them, but you got pushed to front and center. So would you like to ask us a question?
Yes. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call. And hello to you all, General Patty. Just like to know, I should be moving, using my talents and as a writer, as a speaker, and I've been attempting to really get started as both, but I get started and I stop and I get distracted and then with fear and all this nonsense. But I'm just really just buckling down. I have other things that I do and am working on, but is that something that I should focus on, and then particular areas within those?
Very good question. Well, you got energy, Patricia. I think you called in last time. Aren't you the little girl that stabilized me and Patty and got everything wild? I remember you.
Okay. Yes, I called in last week.
I can tell. I love it, and I thank you, and I'm just loving the energy and what they're showing me. May I go first, Patty, or would you like?
Yes, yes, no, always.
I love this energy with you because they're telling me, Patricia, that you also are dealing with some cycle of energy with you're cleansing out the power chakra with you. Let's get really serious here with the orange. This is time. You had some kind of thing with a male or someone in relationship with you that was putting in their decisions or their work around you, and you're like one of those ladies I keep hearing, "Hear me roar." You know that song that we hear lately? I'm a tiger.
Yes,
you're going to
yes.
hear me roar. That's what I feel with you, and it's like there's a part of you going, you know what? It's going to be about with this energy, and I feel that that's what the energy is. Your abilities are showing me that you're able to pick up with other people very well, and that you are now working out to go into some other systematic work. You know, that's having a cycle and a very positive energy for you, and they said that it's going to be able to do a really good system for you that will be even worked out in such a way that you can get what you need to have happen. And they said that's what needs to come to be, is that it's clearing out the yellow emotion. I wouldn't want you to be an empath reader. I feel like if you emotionally feel, I feel you need to read more with the top sensitivity of sensing with people what they're thinking, what they're feeling, but not their emotion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm an empath, and I've learned the hard way because I didn't understand it for years, and now that I have some clarity and understanding, I have to protect myself.
Mm-hmm. Patty, help her. You're a lady. You know how this is. Patty's probably one of our strongest women who's very good empath, that she's just positive when other empaths are being ornery.
No, that's where you need to really be able to, with the empath, as you said, learn the hard way. You've got to really know how to let it flow and not take these on as your own. You have to know, okay, this is not mine. This is
right.
not mine. Because number one, you're going to be able to help them more when you're not taking on their stuff. And it's a fine line of knowing what and how, and everyone has their own method of doing. But I think you're well on the road there. But I like what Jethro said, that your path is a little different. It is. I like that you said speaking and it is writing, which is a bigger, where you're not getting empathy in with one person right here. I do see you doing that. You have a message to give via voice, via speak, being your writing, but what you're doing. And that's really what you're supposed to be following. And you know that, right?
Yes. As I said, I get started, then I get, you know, distracted, I get stopped. Okay, and then the indecisiveness, which, you know, it's probably a distraction. Okay, now focus on this. Well, I don't have enough experience, and I want to be authentic always, you know, and be, you know, sincere. Then I'm usually talking myself out of it. Well, you know, then, you know, 2 years have passed by, and it's like, and it's
baby steps. Baby steps.
Okay. So to what, I guess, use the writing and the speaking to how people feel and focus on that.
Yeah, and not how people feel. Your truth, the message that you have, you know what that is. Get that, work on that. Focus, meditate on that, pray on that, and then start little. I'm getting baby steps. Versus I'm going to go get a job as a professional speaker, right? Keep
right,
your
right.
writing, and then gather a group, you know, of three or four of your friends in your living room and give your speech. And then get it a little bit bigger. And then maybe do it a little part of a meetup group or some, you know, at a local church or organization or women's club. Be a little more organic with it, and it'll take that fear out.
Okay.
Go slow.
All right.
Baby steps really means baby steps. Go slowly up through.
Okay.
Through the path. All right. And do it, and it'll be lovely.
Okay.
We're going to get Patty to do as a class, Patricia, and I'm going to contact you. I want to get you – someone you have to write me on Psychics Gone Wild so I can get a hold of you. I think Patty should do a class for all of us on the magic and the incentives. I know me and Jan will be your first two students. You could be the third one. We'll sit on the computer with her and have her just run a good, like, hour and a half class on some of the techniques that Patty does. She's got a way of rolling this out magically and eloquently that would help all of us that, you know, we're like – we're little chicken lips, and Patty just rolls out on stage like, let's just do it. I mean, she's just very natural with it. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. See? We love you, Patricia. Got to roll. There's people behind you, and they've got really strong elbows. I don't know what they're pushing.
Thank you.
Have a good. We got you too. We love you. The guides are clicking on us. I'm 818.
Yes.
You didn't think you'd get in. It's just going wild. 636, I don't know what's going on, but you have a little pink thing by your phone. We find out why pink won't let us in. Pink, please let us play. 818, you're online. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. I'm all excited. It's Friday. My friend Patty and me are here. We're helping people with readings. You are...
I'm Shireen, and I've had a reading over a year ago with Patty.
Hi, Shireen.
Hi. I was at your house. So how are you doing, Patty?
I am excellent. How are you? Yes, I do remember you. I don't remember specifics, but I completely remember you because of your beautiful name and energy.
Well,
wow.
Thank you.
So how are you?
I just actually just want to know, just calling, just want to know if, you know, what you see for me regarding relationship, work, just in general.
Jethro, do you want to start?
I do, and I feel like the energy with you, Shireen, is they're telling me that now's the energy has brought into an effect for you. As I see September and the 9 coming into your life, I feel that this month is going to be a time for you with relationship. I keep hearing from the guides that you not only like your name, but you have an original way with individuals that have been happening with people. I feel like that people have tried to be friends or be with you, but they're not sure. You're finicky. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm going to not be mean, but I feel like there's a part of you that's kind of finicky, and you're looking at dating and having people that really are there for you. You don't want to be in just a casual relationship. You want it all, and I feel that there's a, I feel there's an individual or something that's coming in here that's there, and I feel like that you're, what you're doing right now is very glitzy or very intense. I feel like you've got a lot of people looking at you or having things happen, and I feel that love is there coming in very soon for you, but it has to be, you have to be swept off your feet. There's not just going to be somebody walking and say, would you like to go out for a hamburger? I don't see that working with you.
So do you see somebody new or somebody that I know?
I feel that somebody you know, and I feel that they're getting their chivalry together. I feel that they're putting it together. I feel they want to date you, and they've tried to do this before, and you've been really polite and cute, but it hasn't went there. I feel that this relationship for them, if they are gallant and they treat you with real respect, there will actually be the intensity for the passion to be there. I feel this person's not been able to really give you the right type of energy, and so it's not ever really elevated to that part of real love. It's just been a like a one a date, or I feel like you've been on a date, or you know this person, is what I'm getting. Patty?
Wait, I had to mute for a second because the phone's ringing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We got the energy there. And this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and it is live, and we're having a blast. I got someone right me over here, and I've got someone who was beating on the door earlier. I'm like, you can't come in. We're doing the radio show. Please do it. What I feel with you, Shireen, is also another part of the love and the strength is there's a part of something else that's taking shape for you that's even better than just a relationship. You asked about a general. I feel that that your life has taken on another system. You've gotten to where you're laughing at it. And I think that you and Cupid had a little bit of a joke together, and then Cupid reached in there and said, ah, and this person that was trying to date you wasn't able to be able to go this or something. I feel like you've had a person that you've really liked for a while, but they've not been able to really be what you need them to be.
That's true.
What I'm seeing. I also keep seeing this person kind of like they're a little nervous of you. You look like a little bit of a scared deer. They're like, I really want her, but I don't know how to get her. That's what I see. Yeah.
Anything regarding work, or do you see anything?
Financially and business, I see that it looks like you're going to be handling things. I feel it's productive. I see you with these people. I see there's some kind of an, I feel like there's something that's happening around with you that's going to put this together. Earlier they said glitzy or something. I see it like sparkly. I see you working and making this happen in a way that's also bringing in financial for you that's even more than you expected. They said it's just, I feel like you haven't got it connected with the other people. You are not a person that can just work with, you know, again, there's that thing. That's the part that I feel that's a compliment to you. I feel like you need to really be motivated and working. And I feel like right now you're at a standstill of with what you've got is not giving you the right. It's not a feel good feeling. Is what I feel.
Okay. Yeah. Do you see I'll have financially I'll do better or?
I do feel that you will, and I feel that it's going to be even stronger there for you, and I feel it's going to be able to go with it. I apologize. I think we may have our Patty may be lost for a minute, but we're going to.
I'm back now, but yeah. I had to mute and go away for a second.
She's the wildest witch we have.
I'm the wildest. Yeah, no, it was like three calls coming in and somebody at the door at the same. Time and it was too much Adora, so I had to not let you guys share in my fun. But I'm agreeing. I'm shaking my head in agreement with everything Jethro is saying. In case you didn't see that.
We love you.
No,
and I got
see it.
Going down with you guys that are tuning in. We've gotten a little crazy. We thank you, and we're going to go grab on. And I've got this number. And for some reason, 636. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you hear me now?
I can, and you went through a lot of things to get here, girl. I'm just so happy that we found each other in this time and place. It's just, like, really wild. I can feel the energy.
You kept saying something about pink next to my phone number. I was like, okay.
Have you been unconditionally just being ornery about the world? Have you just put karma on that edge where she wants to say no? I'm just teasing you.
Yes, I have been testing karma this week. She's. You know, I shouldn't admit that, you know.
Oh, I love it. So, I'm Jethro Patty, and you are?
Shannon.
Shannon, I welcome you. I'm so glad to hear from you. I feel the energy here coming out. We were talking about karma, and you know each show is different. Is there a subject you want me and Patty to look into, or would you like to just go with it?
Okay, a couple things. One is that I called in on a Thursday night, and you said I was a winner for some wild prizes. And I emailed you with my home address, and as of yet, they haven't gotten here. So I don't know if the good old-fashioned postal service has just been slacking and not getting their job done, but I just wanted to make you aware that as of yet, I haven't received my wild and fun prizes.
No, that's good to know. And when was this? Because it is part of our show. That's why we want to do that and get your prize too. If I don't have it, you emailed me your address, then I should have gotten it. I have a person that does that. I'll get Cindy on that right away. So you say this has been how long?
It's been about a couple of weeks now. So.
Okay, Florida, that I hate to be rude. My girlfriend waited a month and a half to get her prize, and that was her birthday present. I got to be honest with you. Florida may be playing with your toys right now. They may be wearing my shirt and my face on their chest, and I don't know them. It really bothers me. But they do. They, for some reason, they love my mail, you know, because we send out fun stuff, you know.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I just wanted to let you know. Like I said, the Postal Service is just kind of dragging their feet, which once in a while they do. All right. In regards to what I'm calling about this evening is my relationship, actually my marriage. And so I'm kind of curious as to, it's troubling. And we live in different states at the time because of circumstances. So.
I'm going to be really honest and blunt, and I'm glad, and I really feel that, you know, that's part of what we really need to look at. That's maybe why it was doing the pink around you. It's very emotional. I do feel that you need a little bit of tender, loving care right now because I feel like there's some stress there. I'm going to be really blunt. I feel this relationship is taking a toll on you because you play for keeps. You're a relationship person that loves, and you're playing for keeps. And it's causing this chaos. And I feel that this person that you're with right now, because of the separation, is being stressed. And I'm not saying that in a way like he's out there dancing the Kasbah, but I'm feeling that he's being stressed. And it's coming back to causing problems with you two because you're not there together to handle some of this. I feel like there's something happening here for you, energy-wise, that is a new transformation. May I get the first name of your relationship?
Oh, his name is Jerry.
I feel that he is strengthening out some things that he's got to go through. I do feel this is a little bit of saddening and other energy happening for you, Shannon. I'm glad you won one of our prizes. We need to get some positive in your life because I feel this is a karmic time for you that's very intense. I keep hearing the guides say that this is going to be some other work. I feel like he needs some fun mail. He needs to send some, you know, some fun things that you've got there because other people are, I feel like you've got some people encouraging him about your business.
Encouraging him?
Yeah, like they're I feel like that there's some awkward and you guys are a little tense, and I keep seeing like some other friends like, oh, you know, I wouldn't with my old wife, and they're saying that kind of junk that, you know, with the, you do with her, she's, I wouldn't with my wife, and I apologize that expression, but I heard, what I hear is someone saying like the woman, the wife, the, I'm with my wife, and I would with this one, and I will, you know, the old ways, the old school BS of males who think that a woman should be some way. You and him have got it individually. I feel that what's causing this energy that's stressful is going to, I do feel there's some other problems coming for you right now, because it's like, I feel like he's trying to maintain, and he's with you in the relationship, but there's other people causing problems for you too, is what I get.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and I feel like you need to shut that door on him. Patty, help her put the door on these people.
Yeah, no, I'm getting that too. I even pulled the Tower card, which is a little bit of destructive chaos around you. But think of it more like Phoenix rising from the ashes, so something stronger could come out of it. Yeah, I believe that you guys can survive this. I believe he's way more creative than maybe even you're seeing, or the people that he's being influenced by. I see that too, what Jethro's seeing is being. But you guys have something really special, and that's what you need to focus on. Don't focus on what isn't working with the two of you. Spend any time you have together on the phone or whatever that is, what you have together, putting your energy into what is working, not what isn't working, not how you're separated. And that will help soften this thing. But I certainly do feel some chaos around the whole thing. But I honestly see that this could certainly get better and work, but you have to work at it, both of you.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's, you know, good to know. I'm just anxious and want us to be living in the same state.
Yeah.
So
figure out a way to do that. You'll figure out a way.
We love you, Shannon. I'm going to have Cindy call you. She her last name's Campbell. They are distantly related to Glenn, but she won't sing for you. She's just a very good employee. You'll love her. She'll get a hold of you. She'll get your address. We'll get that prize to you one way or another. Or sometimes I like to do an email. We'll confirm it so we make sure the mailman does. It's funny, but it costs me 20 cents to confirm your email, and then I always get the prize to you. But sometimes, yeah, we'll make sure. And if it is lost, you'll get two. I know a couple people that got double prizes because they just got them. And, in fact, we had a bingo here. Lucy Manella over in Miami won the blackout. She said she's done it in four different ways. Jethro, are you ever going to call my name? Yes, you won the first one. Lucy, we love you. She's got blackout in four corners. I think, Lucy, I don't think we said all those names, but I will let you have it because you're really tense. So we love with you. We have a couple of others that are saying they're going for the blackout, and that will be an hour reading with Jethro. It's $150 value. You want to go for it, do it. We will count it up at the last. Remember, Psyche's Gone Wild in the Animals. Anyone who sends me a certificate, they have put in for an animal, whether it's adoption fees. Remember to feed those birds. We've got Tampa birds right now. Bird seed is not cheap. Help us, you guys, put it together. Even if you put in $25, put in what you go to McDonald's or Starbucks. Put it in. Send me that receipt. We're going to put you in for the big Psychics Gone Wild poker. Anyone who sends me a receipt of that, I will give you, and now you guys are going to love this, though you guys have been paying attention. I will give you a Linda Irwin, a Patty Negri, and a Jan Bock-Drakey stamp in the mail sent to you, used to play Psychics Poker. You want to do this because those are three major ones you're going to need to win at the poker when we'll be playing that here at Christmas. So those of you that are Psychics Gone Wild fans, remember to grab on to your mail. To get that, go in, like she said, go to psychicsgonewild.com. I've had a lot of you writing, yes, I did a goof in this last month. The email that went out for our Psychics newsletter, we had discounts. We had a little bit of there where we had an article by me and a couple of other, we had a promotion by Patty we put in there. Unfortunately, those of you who all got that did not get the stamp for Psychics Gone Wild. Please laugh it off. We are human here. I have to let you guys know that my help that was here helping me in Tampa has been sick. Cindy's helping me in another state. Long story short, we will get the stamp and you'll get another chance at it. So when you get your mail, I had a lot of you already really freak out. Our phone on the 844 was full today. We are working with a company that's going to pick up that for us to start doing more of the phones, letting you guys know how to get a hold of us. We love you guys, but right now the 844-935-7200 is full. I cleared it out this morning, and I just had a lady tell me before I went on the air. That means that we are getting busier, you guys, so go to psychicsgonewild.com and just buy the reading. It's the best part about internet is you don't have to call anymore. You have to check. Those of you know, it's very hard to get a hold of me because I'm doing a lot of readings in two states. So just go to psychicsgonewild.com. Say, Patty Negri, type into Patty, I want a reading. I've got these days. I got that call on the phones. That's the best way to get a hold of us. But we're still here. We're going to be working. 303, it's a Colorado number. I used to live in Colorado Springs. How are you, 303?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. How is it going in that beautiful Rocky Mountains right now?
Oh, it's great. It's just, it's been raining a lot, but we've been getting a lot of rainbows.
Oh, I'm down here cooking, and if you'd like to turn me over, I'm about medium rare in Tampa. I think of you every day in the Rocky Mountains because I miss my
tropical breeze. Come on over. You're welcome.
I know they're having a holistic metaphysical fair in Denver again, and I've been trying to get in. I would have liked to go there. I think it would be – Mile High is always fun.
Yeah. So my question is where do you see me with my career? Do you see me making more money?
I need a permission from your guys because they're showing me, like, funny stuff. It's cute, but it's like I see, like, little – do you save, like, collectibles or something? I'm seeing all these little objects.
Huh?
I'm seeing,
I don't know.
Like, little dainty stuff. Give me your first name, and then – and you said career with money. Talk to
Randy.
Me. Say your name. Randy, I'm seeing all this really cute, like, it's nice, delicate items and stuff, but it's like, when you said with money and energy, they told me that, I feel like that there's a part of you that you're kind of a tomboy. That's why I had to ask. It's like, no, what's this? But they're showing me that there's a part of you that really strengthens up and feels your best when you're helping other people. And that's what they were trying to show me. They said that it's been, they're making a joke. You said money, and they showed me all these little tiny mini, like little mini houses and mini stuff. I'm not.
I don't know.
I don't think you're playing Monopoly there. I don't know what's going on.
I do see something coming in. I'm literally seeing like a money around you and a pregnancy, but not a pregnancy like you're having baby. I'm feeling like ready, something that you worked for getting ready to pay off. Are you a little frustrated, like something you've worked hard for just hasn't got the...
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's time. I think you're just in that 9 months birthing period, whatever long it really takes, to usually 9 months. But I think there is something there. So maybe that's a little baby, as Jethro was saying, or little tchotchkes all over. It's like, it's setting up. It's setting up this little house. It's setting up this little thing. I think you're going to get it. Have faith. Have a little bit more faith in what you've done and in yourself and in your trust. It's getting ready to come.
I thought I lost you.
We love it. Thank you, Patty, for coming in. Thank you, Randy, for coming in. They're giving
Thank
us
you.
Report. You rocked. Tell your friends, everybody. Tell them to come to psychicsgonewild.com. I know a lot of you are new. We had our bingo winners today. I just got down here. Anna Marston is also our blackout winner. Boy, you guys are just going to town in there on psychicsgonewild.com. Remember, the real Psychics Gone Wild room is now open. The other room is no more because of some technicality problems. Come see us. Say hi. Check out with the world. Patty, tell them how they can get a hold of you and what's up and coming for Patty.
Okay, you, of course, can find me at Psychics Gone Wild. You can find me at pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. And, of course, my Facebook pages. Like me, friend me, sign up on my website for my blogs. And how can they find you, Jethro?
They can find me at psychicsgonewild.com. They can find me at the other part is the jethrosmith.net. I do encourage all of you guys to schedule with me. I'm a little busy with the two. I have like maybe a couple of days left. I've already booked for a lot of parties around Halloween's a very busy time. I do encourage all of you listeners that are doing it. Remember, I'm booking online. So if you just show up here for a reading, you probably won't get it. I've had to hurt a lot of feelings. I love all of you reggers. I do encourage, but you got to do it online because I'm like knee deep to 9 or 10 people a day. So obviously it's very hard to try to slip somebody in. I love you guys. Just remember, do it online, www.jethrosmith.net. And don't forget that as all of you guys are going into this, we want to be able to do your ideas for Christmas. We've had a lot of you wanting to play. You want to play the month of Psychics Monopoly, which is a lot of fun, and we're going to be playing some other games to win prizes, trivia. The trivia that we had that those of you knew, and the answer is, what is the name of Jan Bach Drakey's dog? And there was the answer. The answer was Gypsy. So those of you put that in, I will be pulling a winner out of that. I had a bunch of you guys send in emails, and I was taking the printer and doing that while we were talking earlier. You hear noise here. Patty, I love you. We'll see you next Friday. I can't wait to hear what's up next.
Woohoo! Are we still on?
They're still on.
90 seconds. Wow.
She took it and she gave it back. She took it.
She gave us back. So everybody, smile, jump up and down, be happy. Woo, woo, woo.
We found time. See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you, everybody.